5 American men from Virginia are arrested in Pakistan, allegedly for attempting to engage in jihad against the U.S. troops in Afghanistan. 2 alleged members of the Pakistan-based terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba, David Headley and Tahawar Hussain Rana, are being tried in Chicago on charges of links to last year's terror attacks in Mumbai, India. Najibul Azazi was just a friendly hot dog stand vendor to those who knew him, not, as it is alleged, an Al-Qaeda operative conspiring to set off bombs around New York. Not many people knew Major Nidal Hassan, the U.S. Army psychiatrist accused of killing 13 and wounding more than 40 in a shooting rampage at a military base in Texas. The U.S. Congress is concerned.
The threat is real, and we are still at risk in this nation. Case after case demonstrates this fact.
Representative Brian McCall is a ranking Republican member of a House committee that held a hearing this week on homegrown terror. The committee heard testimony about how to deal with homegrown terrorists while still protecting freedom of speech. The question some analysts are asking, has the U.S. become complacent? Terrorism analyst Miriam Mendelson.
I think that we have become very complacent, and we are tending to look at the larger, more spectacular attacks to focus on, and we are not looking at the day that people wake up. When I say people, I mean radicals. Wake up and say, wow, we can do something small, and it can have a huge effect. We are in trouble.
But counterterrorism expert Matthew Levitt of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the U.S. is not complacent.
Neither on countering terrorism, they're quite proactive, nor on trying to defeat the radical narrative that promotes this clash of civilizations, which is ridiculous. There's more we can do, and there are things that we can do better.
James Zogby of the Arab American Institute says the problem needs to be handled delicately. He says a large number of Muslims and Arab Americans reject the idea of an alleged clash of civilizations being promoted by terrorist groups on the Internet.
They have worked within the political process available to them. They have fought discrimination. They've combated hate crimes. And they've voiced their differences in the U.S. as citizens, not as aliens.
But he says some alienated youth from these communities have become susceptible to anti-social radicalization. But he says this is not new.
We've seen it before. In the past 4 decades that I've been involved in politics, we've witnessed recruitment into white supremacist and Christian Nation and militia organizations, the Black Panthers, the Jewish Defense League, the IRA, the Tamil Tigers.
The consensus among analysts is that more can be done not on the government level, but on the local level, by involving community leaders and parents of the young Muslims who are vulnerable to the messages sent daily by the recruiters on the Internet. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.